Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. And, you know, I always try to find the best guests and the best people and really have a diversified show. And today I've got a very special guest by the name of Derek Holly from Researching America. But Derek's pretty much of a self-made kind of guy and has a really great story to tell, very involved in marketing. And of course, he's from one of the, as you guys know, I'm a big sports fan, and he comes from Pepper the Parrot and Bucky the Pirate, which is East Tennessee State. What's up, Derek? Welcome aboard.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you for having me, Bubba. I appreciate it. Really do.
It's my pleasure to have you. So, Derek, give us a little bit about your background. You know, I think it's interesting, and I think you got a very dynamic speaker. You got a lot to say. So give us a little bit about the Derek Holly story.
The Derek Holly story. Well, my background has been in advertising marketing for upwards of about 20 years now. And prior to starting my company, I was the national sales manager for Radio 1 Washington, D.C. Ran a very an award-winning advertising agency, did a lot of government contracting, both local on the local government and federal side, and that kind of directed me and launched me to starting Reaching America, which is a 501c4 organization developed to address complex social issues impacting communities. And we're not necessarily focused on left or right wing views, but what makes sense for a more united America.
Okay, and I love that. So let me ask you this. Let's get right into the heart. Okay. Your opinion, okay, what makes sense for uniting America?
Well, I think a lot of the issues right now have the country divided. And I think our president, this current administration, has done a lot to divide this country. And, again, we're looking at innovative solutions that again, can somehow unite the country and bring people together. I think movements like this Black Lives Matter movement, for example, I think it clearly divides the country, because you have one side saying Black Lives Matter, but then you have another side saying, well, all lives matter. So it's certainly one of the issues that is in the forefront in terms of dividing this country.
And of course, I think you and I both agree that all lives do matter, and it doesn't matter black or white, green or purple, whatever you are. Everybody matters. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I think whoever's the president coming in 2016, as I've asked the question before, wouldn't you like to think that no matter what the color of your skin, your life matters to this particular person? Huh. And so, again, the Black Lives Matter movement is just a way to continue to divide this country.
Now, why do you think our current president is so antagonistic, especially, obviously, to the Republican Party? But, again, and I'm just so you know, I'm a big anti-government guy. I think government's way too big. I think they're all in it for themselves, and they could give a rat about us, okay? That's my personal opinion. But why do you think our current president has become such an antagonistic kind of guy and really kind of sticking it to everybody?
Well, I think a lot of times it comes down to votes. What they're going to need to win the White House again. I think in 2012... The big thing was to go after the LGBT community, because he knew if he won that would get him back into the White House. I think now, because people are so on the fence with who looks to appear the next Democratic candidate is going to be Hillary Clinton, I think so many people are discouraged by her. They had to come up with some kind of movement to actually get people motivated, and I think this Black Lives Matter is that. I think Black Lives Matter is going to be to 2016 election what the LGBT was to 2012.
So when we look around and we see this I don't even know how to phrase it, but I mean, you know, I'm a business guy and I'm a trader, and you know, I look around and I say, you know, the economy sucks. Okay, I mean, quite out, straight up. I mean, you know, I know you're in advertising, and I know you did a great job, you know, building your business and doing all you do. But what do you see in the economy? I mean, you're in Washington, D.C., correct?
Correct.
And what do you see there? You know, everybody tells me how good it is. I don't see it. What do you see?
Well, when I was when I used to be the national sales manager for Radio 1, I used to travel all around the country, New York, Chicago, L.A., Dallas, Minneapolis, all points in between, calling on advertising agencies. And my job was to secure advertising for the stations here in the Washington, D.C. area. Well, one of the things I used to talk about is how the Washington, D.C. area, because the federal government here, it's recession-proof. We never really get to see what's happening outside of the Washington, D.C. area. So when you ask that question, you know, we talk about jobs, people kind of here in the Washington, D.C. area live in almost in a bubble. And they don't feel the same impact, or the impact that the rest of the country has as it relates to unemployment. But I think that's a huge issue right now in terms of creating jobs in this country. And like it or not, I think Donald Trump is on the right track when he talks about bringing some of these jobs back home from other countries.
Well, I agree with that, Derek. I mean, I think that, you know, I think we've made some dramatic mistakes in the way that we handle our country. Now, you know, what people don't always realize is government, big or small, and again, I think this is too big. I don't think this is what our founding fathers had in mind when we went to war back in 1700s and to take care of this. But no matter what, we still have to create a business, and we have to run it as such. And right now, what I see, and I'm curious to get your opinion, is what we're doing now is we're creating more of almost drug addicts of free money or entitlement money to keep people from working and just letting continue to have them vote the Democratic Party. What do you think?
I would agree with that. And that goes towards, I just think the Democrats have done a much better job in terms of marketing themselves to a certain market, to a certain segment of this population, primarily African American population. And as you said, it's almost as like we or African Americans depend on this federal government to be their savior. And we have to move away from that thought process. And so smaller government and job opportunities within communities would be an option that we need to start taking a look at. And again, that's why I like Donald Trump for so many reasons, because he's talking about bringing jobs back here to this country.
Yeah, I mean, because I mean, I want everybody to do well. You know, I'm a big advocate of people. Okay, I'm an integration baby. Okay, I came in from, you know, when I was in third grade is when busing started. Okay, so I get it. And, you know, we were brought up that it doesn't matter. Everybody's the same. A person is a person is a person. And we all need the same. We have to have the same goals and the same objectives in life, which is to make our lives better so we can make our children's lives better so that we can continue to build a great country. And that, I think that right now, in my opinion, that is sorely lacking. But I'm going to let you address that when we come back from the break. I'm visiting with Derek Holly, formerly a major advertising executive, now building out to Reaching America. Check him out, and we're going to give you all of his credentials and where you can get a hold of Derek and maybe chip in on his program in the next segment. But this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Make sure you check out TheBubbaShow.org. This interview will also be posted there, and you can catch this show on demand at LibertyTalk.fm. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, and I'm with Derek Holly from Researching America. And he's building a new program, an extremely successful advertising executive and then owner, and built himself up. I know I watched his video from when he was 16 or 17 years old and learned how to take care of it and build a better life for himself in this great country of America. And now Derek and I are trying to solve the problems of America. Right, Derek?
Exactly. We got to do our part.
it's 100% right. We got to do our part because, you know, here's what I look at, you know, and we talked about this early in the first segment about jobs and,
exactly, and
why the jobs, you know, even the jobs that we're getting or they're reporting now, they're really pretty bad. I mean, you're talking about a bunch of minimum wage jobs, which doesn't create success or it just keeps people, you know, struggling to get by. And you know how hard it is to struggle. I mean, you know, we've all gone through it at some point or not in our life where life is tough and things are harder. So now, in researching America, what are some of the things you're finding? And tell us about how the program is going to work and what is the end game or the goal for your program, Researching America?
Well, it's Reaching America.
I'm sorry.
And that's okay. But when you start talking about those jobs, those low-income jobs, I think that goes back to, again, a lot of our jobs that are overseas are technology. And so, again, if we can bring some of those back into this country, while we're doing that, we also have to improve on our education. And I think we're lacking in a lot of areas in that regard. We're behind everyone else as it relates to education, and particularly in the inner city. So when we start talking about Reach America, we position ourselves as a leader to address a lot of these issues that are affecting African Americans in our country today. And our goal, obviously, is to encourage and inspire unity among everyone in what we believe is a modern-day movement. And so a lot of this is going to have to be done through messaging, grassroots initiatives, and social media and traditional media as well. But at the same time, again, we have got to start positioning ourselves that we are the party. We can address these issues that are impacting the African-American community. And again, I believe that Democrats have done a much better job in how they position themselves to let this particular market segment within America believe that they're the go-to person, the go-to guy, the go-to party.
Now, are you a party guy, or are you a, you'll take who you think is the best candidate who gives the best shot for America?
Well, that's a good question, and I have been in the past, I would say, on the fence, depending on who's the best person for this country, and that's why I wrote a blog a little while ago, and it was basically which candidate represents Black America. And so I took a look at all the candidates on the that are out there who, you know, there's a lot of people out there running in the race right now. I think when I checked back in August, there were something like 400 people who had signed up, who had filed papers to run for president. I think you said you had filed papers too, didn't you?
I'm trying, you know, they make it very difficult, but I do put out videos as Bubba for president because, you know, again, I'm a big believer in America, and certainly as much as I can bitch and moan about some of the things that go on, and as much as I have a disdain for our current president, you know, I have a little bit more background on that whole race and how he got there, you know, when he came from a senator from Illinois, because he shouldn't even won the Senate seat, so he shouldn't have been in that position. But I find it very troubling when the man who has the control really sticks it to basically everybody, and from the economy that he's taking credit for, which, you know, I give nobody a major negative or a major positive on the economy. The economy kind of runs on its own. Okay, now they can make certain policy adjustments, they can do some things, you know, that will help, and I think the last great president, in my opinion, was Ronald Reagan, and only because he tried to run the country like a business. Now, again, that doesn't mean that I'm right, but that is just, in my opinion, that was the last great leader who really took his people and said, okay, let's make this a better place to be, and let's make it fair and equal for everybody. And I think that's what he did there. And I think this guy, in today's world, and Hillary behind him, now, I don't think Hillary's going to get there myself. I think she's I think she's a dead duck. I mean, I think she's got no shot to win the nomination. Of course, I've been wrong before, but I just would like to see somebody take the initiative to say, hey, we got to make this country better for everybody. And you said education. Now, I've got two kids in college right now, and the tuition is $105,000 a year. Okay. Mm. Now, yeah. We have just surpassed in debt in this country between student debt and auto debt, $2 trillion. Now, you tell me how that money is ever going to get paid back.
That's a tough one. And I think I read that on something that you had posted a couple of days ago about that debt. And so, I know they're looking at these different ways of community colleges and that kind of thing, but that's not going to get it done. So, in regards to that, student debt, we've got to do more in the way in terms of developing programs at a younger age that will get our kids in college, and I think that will help in I don't think necessarily bringing the cost of school down, but help to absorb some of the costs that we as individuals have to take on when sending our kids to college.
So, now, as far as an education system, and I don't know if you know this about me or not, but I actually have, my program is in 45 high schools right now in Illinois for financial literacy. And I'm going to go nationwide with this eventually because I'm donating it to the school and I'm going to have it funded by outside services. But yep. Don't you believe, now you went to college, you're a graduate, smart guy, got a lot of things going on, and don't you think that our schools have become too much about teaching to the test and not teaching life?
You know, it's interesting. I think I heard you say that too, and I do believe that. It's more about preparing for that next test as opposed to preparing for what's next in life. And I think there's a lot of focus on testing, and certainly if we could move away from as much as the testing, what are you going to score on this particular test? I think it stresses the students out, and I think a lot of times they graduate from high school not prepared for what life is going to bring to them on a daily basis. So I absolutely agree with you in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very saddened. Now, where'd you grow up, Derek?
I grew up down in Chesapeake, Virginia, down in the Tidewater area.
Okay. Now, I know you're younger than me, but when I went to school, you could leave school with being ready to be an intern or an apprentice, and you know, they had auto mechanic, they had woodworking, they had all kinds of shop courses, because not everybody is cut out for college. And in today's world, unless you're an athlete and you can get a scholarship, I don't know who can afford to go to college.
That's right. And it's unfortunate some of those programs, like you talk about shop and mechanics and that kind of thing, that teach these kids a trade while they're coming out of high school. It's unfortunate that they only offer this a lot of times at one particular school in a district. My kids are fortunate enough to go to a science and a STEM high school here in the county. But a lot of the other kids, they suffer because they don't offer these programs at an ordinary high school. And I think we're losing in that race. And I think if you go to a particular high school, you should not be, you should not be, have less of a chance of succeeding.
How about this? You shouldn't be cheated. I'll put it in my terms because I'm a straight guy, right? You've listened to me. You've seen me. I don't mince words anywhere. I don't care. And whatever I'll say on air right now, whatever I would say to you privately, I would say right to that person's face if I would talk about anybody. Because again, I don't believe in the mixing of words and things like that. I think it's a problem, and there's other problems, and that comes back to our younger generation, which I want to bring up when we come back from the break, because I am with Derek Holly, and I was saying Researching America. It's Reaching America. It's a 501c business, and Derek, very successful, and of course, from East Tennessee State. You know, did you play football there?
I did. I went through on a football scholarship.
Nice. So there you go. Anyway, this is Derek Holly, and make sure you check out thebubbashow.org because we've always, as Derek will tell you, we write, and usually we're well ahead of the news when it hits the street. And you'll find a lot more information there than you will anywhere else. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I am with Derek Holley from Reaching America. We'll be right back after the break with more from Derek, The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hey, y'all. Scott here. So you made a little bit of money in this horrid economy, only to find that the Fed has more or less outlawed saving. So into the treacherous waters of the stock market bubble you go. But how to make a little money without too much risk of losing it all? Check out WallStreetWindow.com. Mike Swanson is a successful former hedge fund manager who opens a very real window into his main account, updating his subscribers on the facts of and the reasoning behind all his market moves. Follow along on paper or with real money and see what happens at WallStreetWindow.com.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with a new friend of the program, Derek Holley from Reaching America. And Derek, we were talking off air, and I know you had an interesting story. You got a college scholarship to play football at Tennessee State University, Bucky the Pirate, right? And Pepper the Pirate. Or I mean, Bucky the Pirate and Pepper the Parrot, and now your picture is going to be on the homecoming ticket this year. Tell us about that.
Right, we ETSU the program went away for 12 years, and the football program, and this fall is the return of it after 12 years, and we had a huge upset when I played back in 1987. We upset NC State. I think it was the score. It was 29-14. Here is little small school East Tennessee State goes down to Raleigh, North Carolina, and upsets the big NC State. Well, after that, there were a lot of photographs taken, and one of the pictures that was taken is a picture of me holding up the number one sign, and that picture is actually on the homecoming ticket for this year's game. So it's kind of cool to have that shown on the ticket like that.
Well, I remember that game because I bet on you guys. So there you go.
Then you mentioned Pepper the Parrot.
There you go, baby. So Derek, you know, we both agree there's a lot of problems in this country, and you know, you're from the East Coast, you're from Virginia, I'm from the Midwest, and you're down there, and I'm up here, and so we look at the whole situation. So how do we get a college affordable so that everybody can participate? And it isn't done by President Obama with his, you know, go to junior college for free, or Clinton with her ridiculous stuff. But how do you make it affordable so that we don't have to go into to tremendous debt to go to school? Because, you know, listen, if you're going to go out and get a job, let's say you get a good job and, you know, let's say you get $60,000 a year. But when you get out of college, you're $300,000 in debt. I mean, it takes you forever to pay that, but you never make any money. How do we make it affordable? What do we do?
It's a matter. I think we've got to work with the colleges and universities as well, and with parents. It's some kind of program. And at some point, the colleges and universities, you're going to have to agree that they need the students. And if we can somehow address the cost as relates to them and holding steady at some point. We can't continue to go up every single year. And so here we turn back to what we can do as parents. We've got to start teaching our kids how to get into school. And I think there are, at the same time, an onus on again, the universities to work with the parents to help to bring down some of these costs, because at this point, as it continues to escalate, we're going down a road that we're not ready to come back to.
Yeah, I mean, we're unfortunately, we're going down a lot of roads that may be very hard to recover from. So, I mean, and again, you're down there in the epicenter of politics and what's going on. What does Washington feel like, and what do you see there that, A, is really rotten in your mind, and is there anything that's really good in your mind in Washington, D.C., when you're with all the politicians in that area?
Well, right now, I think the biggest thing is somehow bring it together. I guess we go back to where my biggest issue is and the premise for reaching America. We are so divided right now in terms of just racial issues. And I don't think anyone in particular is really addressing it, saying that we do have this problem in our country. I think that people have these very strong views on certain sides, but I don't believe anyone has stood up to say we need to address this race relations issues that exist within this country right now. And I think that will go a long ways in terms of unifying this country again, because we're divided, and I think this country is seeing racial tensions that are elevated that we haven't experienced since the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying, and it's been way too long. So, on Reaching America, if somebody wanted to reach Derek, how would they go about doing that?
You can go to reachingamerica.org. And you can reach me there. My email address is dholly@reachingamerica.org. And obviously, we're looking for support so that we can continue messaging and doing what we do. And my number, direct dial, is 301-523-8559.
And do you have a Twitter handle?
I do. It's Derek Holly. It's DJ Holly at reachingamerica.org, at Reaching America.
All right, so Derek, do you still do some advertising sales as well, or are you strictly in the Reaching America program?
No, and that's one of the things, I'm still very much into advertising, and that's my base, that's where I cut my teeth and get into the business, and even a part of what Reaching America is, we want to serve as, and we are serving as a clearinghouse, if you will, to deliver the message to the African-American population. We're doing this through grassroots efforts, social media, traditional media, PR, and again, just delivering a message, because we have to educate, outreach to the African American community, because again, our counterparts have done a much better job in doing that, and I think it's time for us to step up on the other side to do the same thing.
Now, you know, again, you've got a pretty diverse background, and you've become successful. And I'm not saying you weren't successful before, I didn't know you, but obviously what I see about you now, you're very successful, and you're running, and you're giving back to the community, trying to do things. If you're reaching out to some young kids, mm-hmm. you know, troubled kids, what kind of message do you try to lay out to them?
That's a difficult one, but because there's so many things that they need to do. One, it's a message that you are inclusion, this country, we need you, and we need you to, as you say, you don't pull punches. Yeah, I got to put this in. We need you to pull up your pants, okay?
Right.
One, you know, we need you to start doing things that a young man should do, what it looks like to be a young man. And some of these things that these kids are doing right now, I believe it's directly related to not having, in a lot of cases, a father figure in their lives. And so that goes much deeper into a whole different topic, but you know, parenting and the black family, that's a whole nother movement and a whole nother conversation, but certainly that plays a role in it too.
And of course, agreed. I mean, you know, again, it's, you know, you can take any baby you know, that's born, anybody who's born is basically born innocent. They don't know any one way or the other. And then, of course, it's the product of your upbringing and who you're surrounded by. And typically, you know, good kids mostly stay, you know, in good kids, and bad kids stay with bad kids, and it kind of flows on itself. And that's, I think that's one of the biggest problems, Derek, that we're seeing right now, is that when you start building more of the entitlement type of society and you have more poor people, I think poor people are more susceptible to having more trouble and creating more trouble. And I talk about this a lot with ISIS, because ISIS is built because they're poor and they continue to add people and members because there's nowhere else to go, and they think that's a solution and a way out. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. I think that theory applies with ISIS. I think that applies with our African-American youth today. If they don't have anything else that they can rely on, they tend to turn to things that just that are negative. Negative will have a negative impact, obviously, on this country. And certainly, I think that same theory applies with ISIS as well. Because a lot of these people that's going over to join right now, they lack self-confidence. They lack assurance that anyone's going to help them. So they turn to organizations and turn to, in this community, African-American community, turn to groups or gangs, if you will, that again, prove to be negative.
And, of course, excuse me, we don't need any more negative in this country. We need something positive to happen for everybody. Again, what's happening now is we're becoming almost a two-class system, because we're wiping out a lot of the opportunity that everybody has, African-Americans, but everybody, because we don't have that same equal opportunity, because as they dissolve our money away and take it away because of the government is too big and because of the entitlement programs that we build, I think it makes it much more challenging. And it, again, I think it brings up the potential of a big uprising here at some point, because that is part of the problem that we see here. And I want to get your answer from that when we come back from the break. This is The Bubba Show. I am visiting with Derek Holly of Reaching America, reachamerica.org. Check him out. Again, he's telling you like he thinks it. And, you know, The Bubba Show, we everybody gets a voice and they can speak their mind, and we don't hold back. We let it all rip. So make sure you check out thebubbashow.org, and make sure you check out our new friend Derek, because he's going to come back again. But we got one more segment with Derek today. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We're going to stop by here for a break, and we'll be right back with more from Derek Holly. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll be right back.
After 10,000 beers and 28 years.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with Derek Holly from ReachingAmerica.org. So, Derek, now you've shown that you're a guy that does his research, looks around, and is not saying that I'm strictly a Democrat, I'm strictly a Republican, I'm strictly this. You are an educated, intelligent person that makes a decision based on what you believe will be best for everybody concerned. And I know we just recently had the debates. What were your thoughts of the debate, and what are your thoughts of the individual candidates?
I thought it was interesting, and I actually did a summer debate wrap up, and I thought from what I did a pre-debate segment, if you will, and then a debate wrapped up, and it pretty much was the same as what I thought it was going to be. Donald Trump, he came out. I didn't believe he heard himself, and obviously he didn't, according to the polls, but he is who he is by now. And I think in the future debates, and with more time, he's going to have to give details on how he plans to execute some of his policies. And so I think he came out as a front runner. I thought Jeb Bush, who after raising all this money, I thought he was a bit nervous, and it showed through some of his responses, and he certainly has fizzled out a lot in the polls. I thought Dr. Ben Carson, I thought he did a great job. He's very methodical in his approach in terms of to his answers and that kind of thing. And then another guy that I thought did really well was Marco Rubio. And I like Marco Rubio. I like him. He did a nice job when he started talking about veterans, immigration, and I think with both of his parents being immigrants and that kind of thing, I think he could go a long ways in the polls. And I think if he starts to relate to African Americans because both of his parents are immigrants and with his background.
Okay, so. You know, and it, look, again, we both have the same goal here, the same end game. We want to see a better America. We want to see more of people being together as one versus separated. And there's far too much separation, and it starts at the top with just the political scheme, and it works its way down. And, of course, we know that things never work out well. Now, you were an ex-athlete as well. And I know that athletes are not necessarily role models or don't have to be role models. I mean, they're athletes, they're gifted, and they make a lot of money. But does it bother you that athletes kind of live and move to a different tune and they kind of get away with more than everybody else?
Sure, absolutely. They are put on a pedestal most of the time, and some of the things they do, and it's because of they've been put into, like you said, a position all their lives, and they've never really had to deal with issues the same way other people do. They're privileged.
Right.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of times they need to do a better job of, when they are on that stage of representing themselves a lot better, and who and the people who follow them so closely.
And I would agree with that as well. So, tell me about what you're still doing with your advertising. And yeah, I know you're in leadership. You do a lot of public speaking. Tell us about that.
Well, we're out right now trying to develop different programs and work with different individuals in the community, and letting them know that there is another voice, there is another option besides what they've seen before and what the way they voted before. And, you know, you spoke of Ronald Reagan earlier, and I'm a huge fan of Ronald Reagan, too. And I always talk about this quote where he was talking about, and I try to, for a lot of reasons, stay away from using the word conservative or Republican or Democrat or liberal, because I don't want to turn, while I'm talking to these certain market segments, African-American, within African-American community, I don't want to turn anyone off before we have a chance to start speaking to them. But Ronald Reagan, he talked about the new Republican Party and how they envisioned it is still going to be the party of Lincoln, and that means we're going to have to come to grips with what I consider to be a major failing of this party, its failure to attract the majority of black voters. It says the time has come for Republicans to say to black voters, look, we offer principles that black Americans can and do support. The Democratic Party takes the black vote for granted. Well, it's time black America and the new Republican Party move towards each other and create a situation in which no black vote can be taken for granted. And so, again, the premises for reaching America is so that, again, the black vote is not taken for granted. And so that we are heard, and because whoever takes advantage and looks to encourage or reach out to the black voter, I think is going to be the one who wins this White House in 2016.
And I think that has a lot to be said in fact, and of course that has been always the case, because we have always been a little bit divided, and you know there's a thing, and of course we've had the difference in pay and things like that over the years. Do you see that in your mind, Derek Holly? What's your realistic goal that we'll start to see things start to even out?
I think we're going to have to do some engagement and outreach to the African American community to try to even things out. In 2012, President Barack Obama received 93% of the black vote. And certainly those numbers, it's going to be very difficult to duplicate those numbers again. And you have Hillary Clinton coming behind him, and I think she just feels like she's just going to maybe perhaps have be able to take advantage of the black vote because she's a Democrat, because the last name is Clinton, and she doesn't have to work for it. Well, I'm saying speak to us on both sides. And on the flip side, with Republicans, they're going to have to do a better job of engaging and doing some outreach to the African-American community and inviting them to say, look, we do have a message that fits you. And so I think both sides need to do some work to unite, to inspire unity among voters. And again, Reaching America, we look to be the clearinghouse to deliver that message to voters, to black voters.
Okay, so we got a couple of minutes left here. What's your message?
The message is, we look to encourage and inspire unity among voters, and Reach America will serve as that clearinghouse to deliver the message to the community. And in all cases, we were developed to address complex social issues that impact the community. And I was actually doing another interview, and we talked about how Reach America, we actually look to create innovative solutions for the African-American community, as I said earlier, and we don't want to base it on right or left-wing views, but just what makes sense for a more united America. So that's our message.
Derek Holly, I appreciate your time. You are the man. Derek Holly, Reaching America, I appreciate you coming on. It's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Todd. Bubba, appreciate it.
And that was a new friend of the program, Derek Holly, and Reaching America, and I think his views were very straight up. I think he looked at things from a realistic view, from a human being side of view versus picking a side. And I think those are things that, we look at as important. I think as we try to move on into the new world, I can't believe I'm saying the new world, but as we move on, trying to, put America back together, trying to come out of these economic crises that we have, and of course, the poorer people get, the more that the government intervenes, the more tension that arises from everybody, because it's easy to be a bad guy when things are tough. Oh, I think it was great. Check them out. This is the Bubba Show. I'm Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you take a few minutes and check out Thinkorswim. Built by traders for traders, in my opinion, the best software. Of course, the Badger and I use it, and we've now got a connection in Canada. Make sure that you get in touch with me so I can hook you up in Canada. Bubba at thebubbashow.org. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. That'll do it for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.